Action Park Media.
You're on the ILC, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the Isle Seat Podcast, powered by Action Park Media. Mike Carver here with you. The New York Islanders rolling right now. 7 straight wins, 10-game point streak, 12-0-2 at home. All of this after a 5-3 win over the Devils on Thursday night at the Coliseum, where the Islanders, as we just said, have been excellent. No losses in regulation on home ice. They had fans back in the building for the first time this season with the Northwell first responders up there. So really nice job by the Islanders and the organization getting some people back in the building. But now we have our first bit of adversity in this season as Captain Anders Lee, who's having a tremendous year, leaves the game in the first period. Looked really bad with his knee, helped off the ice, helped down the tunnel, and then the word on Friday morning is that Lee will be out indefinitely for the Islanders. So we have a lot to do here on today's Isle Seat Podcast. As always, you can get your Isle Seat Podcast gear at yesmenoutfitters.com. Devin with a lot of great stuff. Just put the Shamrock gear out. Gorton available now. All the stickers, all the cups, all the shirts. Make sure you get involved there as well, and listen to the Isle Seat Podcast everywhere. I mean, anywhere and anywhere you want to listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Isle Seat Podcast. Apple, come on. Spotify, Google, goes on and on and on. So we appreciate always you guys doing that. So like we said, first really bad dark cloud of the Isle season. Things are going so well. They are playing outstanding hockey for over a month now. They have taken over first place in the East Division. They are the favorites to win the division. They're like the fifth or sixth favorite to win the cup right now. Everything is going right. And then, boom. Anders Lee out indefinitely. Now, none of us are doctors. Let's remember that. None of us are. We could sit here and try to think about, well, maybe he did this or how long he's going to be out. Until the Islanders tell you, which they're not going to, because of the dopey injury rules in the NHL, and we know how tough this is. He's out for a lower body injury for, you know, indefinitely. Thanks. Now, I did go back and look. To be fair, they actually told you last year. Here's where you could maybe get some solace in that things could be good, that it's not season-ending. Last year, January 3rd, Adam Pellick's injury, they did come right out and tell you, boom, tore something, done for the season, where Adam Pellick's out. They did not do that here. So they have kept the door open, but it is a significant injury. You just know. Indefinitely, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, like I said, we have no idea to tell. And we now need to start thinking what are going to be the short-term and long-term ramifications of Anders Lee not being in the lineup, because everything was humming, especially with those guys at the top. Lee was having a monster year. Monster season. Him, Barzy, and Eberle were doing great. Second line was finally starting to get cooking. Brock has a great streak going with goals and games. And even Beauvillier has shown some life. Wahlstrom has really come alive playing with Pageau. A lot of chemistry there. Fourth line, Matty Martin constantly scoring. And now there's going to be some shuffling. There's no doubt, because that's a monstrous hole on your top line and in your top power play unit that you have to fill. And there's also going to be down the line, you know, if they throw him on the long-term IR, it could free up some space to you to maybe acquire somebody. Isles could now be players at the deadline, whereas we thought they weren't going to be. In this situation, you'd prefer that they weren't. Losing your captain, losing a guy who's been filling the net night in, night out. But if he is out for a significant amount of time, could the long-term IR situation come into play, free up some money to where the Islanders are going to be in the mix for several players that could be UFAs, guys that can help them now. Because this is a win-now team. They're in first place. They lost in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. This is the time to get it done. So let's get right into it. We bring in B-Comp, Brian Compton, NHL.com. We've got big news here with Anders Lee leaving the game on Thursday night. Knees are not meant to bend that way. You could tell there was an issue when Anders was helped off. He was helped down the tunnel. Islanders are flying right now. This is not the news you wanted to hear. B-Comp, as we know, a leader among men, one of the all-time greats. He joins us last minute here on the Isle Seat Podcast. B-Comp, my man, how are you?
Doing all right, Mikey. How are you?
We're doing good, pal. Let's start with Anders, of course, because this is the breaking news this morning. He's out indefinitely. We don't know a timetable. We don't know the exact injury. What did you think on Thursday night when you saw him, first of all, you know, the knee kind of go down and then the help off the ice, the help down the ramp? You could not have been thinking good things. None of us are doctors. We try to play them on Twitter. We try to play them when we try to assess these things. We don't really know, but your initial thoughts on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, it looked bad watching it. You saw him grimace when he first went down, and then to make it a million times worse, Mike, just the reaction that he had leaving the ice, kind of tapping his stick, you just knew it was bad, and then the mood was melancholy amongst the players after the game. The only thing I can say with 100% certainty, Mike, is that they don't make this announcement today if it's not bad. Because right. Barry Trotz could have just told us Saturday morning that, you know, he's day-to-day or whatever, he's going to be okay. The fact that this announcement was made tells you that this is not going to be a short-term thing.
No, it certainly doesn't seem that way. And I was trying to remember back to Pelech last year in early January when he got hurt. Of course, this was weeks before the NHL and basically life as we know it stopped. Actually a year ago today or yesterday,
yeah.
Right, B-Comp?
Yeah.
I did look back, and the Islanders did tell everybody that Pelech was out for the season when he sustained that injury on January the 3rd. So they have not come out this morning and told you that, but we are also still in the very early stages of him possibly getting more tests. But the out indefinitely clearly is a big fat sign that this is going to be a while, because you said it. Everything is cloak and dagger with the league. You know, I'm not going to get into you with that, but Barry could have easily on Saturday morning said, we're still looking, you know, he's day-to-day or week-to-week or game-to-game, one of those terms that he loves throwing around. Let's look at this B-Comp first in the short term, okay? Short term, that line has been extremely good this year. Anders is having an unbelievable year, which is why this sucks even more, because he was having a tremendous season playing up there with Maddie and with Jordan Eberle. Short term, B-Comp, where are the Islanders going to fill the void next to Barzal and Eberle on the top line?
Yeah, that's a good question. Does Barry blow up his lines and put Beauvillier up there with Eberle, or does Josh Bailey play on the left side and Oliver Wahlstrom gets a crack on the right side? I mean, he has options here, Mike. The one thing that's really going to tick the listeners off, but that's what I like to do here.
oh, boy.
Do we see Andrew Ladd?
Listen. B-Comp.
Listen.
What are you doing?
Who else do they have that can play in front of the net and potentially put a puck in the net every now and then? Look, he's not Anders Lee. I'm not mistaking the two at all whatsoever. But the options here are limited internally, right? So
right.
I don't think they're going to go that route. I'm just saying it's a possibility. I'm not expecting it, but Andrew Ladd is sitting there, so it's just something to keep in mind.
And he did just start playing with Bridgeport. Am I right about that, B-Comp?
He did. Just a day or two.
He finally drew into the lineup, as they like to say. He finally got out there and played. Man, that would be. Oh, I mean, I don't want to see it. We'll talk about a long-term possible solution in a moment, but short-term, man, that would be tough. Here's what I kind of don't want to do. And you know, when you talk about jumbling up the lines a lot, I feel like Wahlstrom is very comfortable with Pageau right
Agreed.
Now. Because I really don't want to break up the chemistry that the kid is having playing with JG. I think it's really upped his game in the NHL. It's made him comfortable. I'd like to see him stay on that third line with JG.
No, I'm with you. I think they have a ton of chemistry together. So we'll see how it goes. Can he play the left side? I've never seen him do it. Doesn't mean that he can't.
Right.
But he's awfully comfortable on that right-hand side. So we'll see how it goes. Look, he's been unbelievable. Even last night against the Devils, I know he didn't score, but he was all over the place. So look, they have guys who can score. But this goes back to chemistry, Mike. I mean, losing Anders long-term, this is an enormous blow on and off the ice for the Islanders. There's no question.
And even like we said, you know, the second line had their struggles, you know, Brock and Bailey and et cetera for a lot of the early part of this season. And lately, Brock has caught fire, as we know. And that line has finally started to get chemistry. This is just such a domino effect, because now we're talking about possibly – you know, moving and tinkering things around. There's not one guy that you can take from outside of the current lineup and just stick him into Lee's spot And no, I'm not, even if Ladd was going to play, I'm not doing that B comp. I would have to do almost a full shuffle of all my guys. I'm not just going to slide Ladd in there with Barzell and Eberle. Jeez, I mean, that'll be a disaster. But maybe you could put MDC back with Brock and Bailey. That seemed to work out a little bit while Beauvillier was out. And you could put Ladd on that, you know, third line with Wahlstrom and Pageau.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, something like that, maybe.
Michael Dalcol was a huge goal scorer at the junior level.
Wow,
that's why he went fifth over. Well, my point is that he has the ability. If he plays a Barzell, can he fill that role? He's not going to do it the way that Lee can.
Right.
But maybe he gets a crack, and then Ladd plays on the third line, like you said. Like, there's options here. None of them come close to Anders Lee. That's the point.
No doubt. And now let's talk about long-term here. Let's say that this is going to be the rest of the regular season, maybe into the playoffs, etc. Even if they don't throw the label of out for the season on this. We know, B-Comp, that the cap situation for the Islanders is very dicey. There is not a lot of room there right now. The trade deadline will be upon us before we know it. There is flexibility if he's going to be out a long time in terms of possibly putting him on long-term IR, freeing up some dollars to then maybe add from the outside, you know, because there are going to be UFAs. There's a lot of teams out of it already. This year in this situation, take a look around. In each division, you know, pretty much the bottom two teams in every one is already finished. I mean, they're not making the playoffs. There's going to be players available. Could the Islanders look to the outside if this is a long-term thing?
Well, I'm sure the fans are screaming about Taylor Hall already. I guess it's an option. Yeah, I know.
Who?
I assume he's an option. They do have those number two picks that they got from Colorado for Devontae's. I am not on the bandwagon as much as other people are. I think it's glaring that the Coyotes just let him go. They didn't even really try to keep him. Buffalo is a disaster. Is that on Taylor Hall? I can't say that it is. I'm not around the team. But he went, what, two months without a goal? Yeah. I mean, this is the guy who's going to fix all the issues. So I would be leery. I understand that Lou's job is to continue to win hockey games here. But to just throw Taylor Hall into this mix and think that that's going to fix everything, I'm not on board. I'm just not.
No, we've discussed Hall in the past. There are negatives to Taylor Hall. There are positives as well. We know that he has a lot of talent, but a lot of dark clouds and losing follow him too.
Right.
And maybe that's not always his fault. You know, it's not always his fault. He did win an MVP with the Devils. Let's not forget that.
He did.
An amazing season he had there. So,
but he's living off of that now, Mike.
He is living off of that. But, and the other thing is, B-Comp, it's not like, he's not like a guy that you deal for and you're bogged down into some 3-year commitment to him. You know, that is the one thing.
Right.
But you know, the windows now, we've seen this. Let's just say it. I mean, this team, 12-0-2 at home. They've won seven games in a row. They haven't lost a game in regulation in what feels like months. I know it's weeks, but this team is excellent right now. Chemistry is clearly something that's important to Lou, to Barry, to this entire group. You're taking out the leader of it potentially for the entire season. We don't know that yet. They're going to be very careful about who they bring into this room.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. And it's that double-edged sword, Mike. I mean, it's Lou, like you said, they're in their window now. So you can't blame Lou if he goes out and gets Taylor Hall to see if they can win the whole thing. I certainly couldn't blame him for it either. But again, you just don't know what you're getting in that room when Taylor Hall gets there. He's a tremendous player, like you said. He's having a miserable season. Buffalo's having a miserable season. I would just be I'm just not of the ilk that if you get Taylor Hall, he's just going to fix everything. Having said that, I think he's a better option than Andrew Ladd. Like I was saying before, I think that's a no-brainer as well.
There's going to be options out there. There's going to be guys who maybe are looking to win the cup. There could be some veterans out there. This does open up a few things if Lee's out. Not the way you want it. I prefer to have Lee on the team.
Of course.
But things will be happening here. Overall, this has been some run, B-Comp. We'll finish with this. Now, I get it. A lot of people want to try to bring up the schedule and who they've played, that's garbage to me, B-Comp. I don't really care that they played the Sabres three times, that they're playing the Devils a billion times here. They're 4-0 against the Boston Bruins. I don't think that before this year they beat the Bruins four times in the last 15 years combined. So let's be honestly, right?
No, you're right.
There's good and there's bad here. Now, look, once we get to the end of this month and in April, the Capitals and the Flyers, you know, they're all going to come knocking at the door. We get it. And those, but this is why this is so important, B-Comp. They are stacking points against the Sabres and the Devils and the two worst teams in this division. And it's crucial because now they have breathing room. You know, Flyers lose again last night. They've got space in this East Division where if they have another bad week like they had in, what was that, late January, that awful week in Washington and Philadelphia when the season was over, yes. You know, they can, they're getting enough space where they can afford something like this. The play has been outstanding here so far.
It's a no-win situation, right, Mike? If they don't win those games, they suck and the season's over. And if they win those games, it's, well, look who they're playing. What's the big deal? So they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I think they look like the team that went on that long run last summer. They're playing that way. They don't give up any goals. I know they had a hiccup in the third period last night against the Devils. But other than that, they're playing the way that they were playing in August and September last year. So, look, they're firing on all cylinders. We'll see what happens here moving forward now that they've lost their captain. This is a huge loss. It's going to be on Matt Barzal to really put the team on his back here and prove that he can be the next leader of this franchise moving forward at some point. A lot of questions here with Anders Lee. We'll see what Lou does here. But it looks like they're going to be out without Anders Lee for a long time here. It sucks.
I'm looking at teams out of the playoffs right now with UFAs. Does Blake Como interest you? No, I'm just kidding.
Kyle Palmieri?
Hey, you know what? That'd be a nice fill-in. That's a guy who could
He's another guy having a terrible season, though. I mean, look, he could fit in. We'll see.
You know what, though, B-Comp? We're going to have to rack our brains here over the next couple weeks and come up with some options because, unfortunately, I just got a feeling for the worst here with this news of out indefinitely.
Yeah,
and I just, once again, I know I'm repeating myself. I feel awful. Anders was having such a year. I mean, he was having such a good year. The team is playing so well. It's bound to happen at some point. Injuries, the Islanders over the last 3 years since Trotz have been here, aside from Pelech last year, they have been relatively healthy the entire time, B-Comp. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. It just does
it hits everybody, and they have escaped it up until now, but it's just the worst type of thing, so we'll see what happens here.
B-Comp, tremendous job. One last bonus question, bonus ball here. What have you thought of the whale here, the white whale? Now, Varlamov has been playing at a Vezina level. I feel like he should be a finalist for the Vezina right now.
Agreed. Yeah.
He has been that good. When the Whale's gotten in there, you know what? He gets his wins because the team has been so good. That third period against the Devils was sloppy. He's had some bad points. And he's also been in net for what I feel was like the two or three best defensive efforts that the Islanders have had this year. Your quick thoughts on Sorokin over his first few starts. And Barry's putting him in a lot more recently, too.
Yeah, it's been really bizarre. I mean, there have been nights where he's looked like an acrobat, and then there are nights like last night and a couple of starts before that, Mike, where he could, like, set up a beach chair in front of the net and just hang out and not have to do anything because it's 10 shots, 12 shots after 40 minutes. So it's hard to pin what happened in the third period last night on Sorokin because you don't see any action at all, and then the guys in front of you aren't playing all that well, and things just happen. The second goal was bad. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's got to be better, but I think the lack of action over those first two periods in his past few starts have really hurt him there in the third.
B-Comp, you're the best. I love you. I'll see you
soon.
Love
you too, pal.
Thanks for hopping on last minute with the news, buddy.
Anytime. Be well.
So there you get it, all the news from B-Comp right there, the doom and gloom portion of the Islander season, unfortunately, this Lee injury. Nice job by B-Comp stepping up and in and getting it done with us. Islanders, there's a lot of options. I think there's going to be a lot of options now that you're in the trade deadline. Taylor Hall, you heard B-Comp just talking about it. But is he the most explosive player that's going to be available? Of course. Is he going to cost you the most? Of course. There could be some cheaper options that might give you equal production. Maybe they're not the sexiest names, but there could be some names that emerge over the next couple of weeks. Let's see a couple more teams maybe fall out of it, and let's see if the Islanders can tread some water. But B-Comp dropping the Andrew Ladd on me there. Whew. That's one thing I don't want to see. I don't need to see that. But the options are going to be limited. Doesn't seem like Bellows is going to get another shot anytime soon. Looks like Uncle Leo back in the mix with the Isles. I think that at least for maybe this weekend against Jersey, you know, your best case scenario is probably to pop Bailey or Bevilier up there with Barzy and Ebs and move MDC to the two, and you know, you put Leo or whatever into the three with Pageau and Wahlstrom. I mean, that's like short term, you know, things that need to be solved in the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours. And then you go from there. But Andrew Ladd, God, I hope BCOM's wrong on that one. I hope he's wrong on that one. I don't need to see that. But the Islanders, and I brought this up with BCOM as well, don't listen to these analytical charts and graphs people from national publications try to sell you that the Islanders, well, this isn't, it's like always, same garbage we always hear. Sustainable, not for real. Shut up. Team wins every year now. Team is constantly in the mix. They're playing great again. I don't care about who they've played. They're taking care of business. How did it work for Tampa against Detroit the other night? How did that work with how they play? The Islanders would have lost a game like that to Detroit. They would have been absolutely destroyed on Twitter. Tampa loses a game like that. Now, they just won the cup. A little difference. But Tampa loses a game like that. It's who cares? The Islanders have taken care of business. And not only have they taken care of business, they've taken care of business with rocking chair games. 5-2 games. They're not sweating out 2-1 wins over the Sabres last weekend. Rocking chair games. Did the Devil game get a little dicey Thursday night in the third? Yeah, you know. 4-2, it got a little dicey. Those two quick goals. But for the most part, it kind of was a rocket chair game. They responded immediately. Barry calls the timeout, respond immediately. 5-2. Game was over. But they're humming right now. And it's going to be interesting to see how an injury like this, such a massive injury, which seems to be long-term, is going to change the mojo here. But this is why Barry Trotz is the best coach in the NHL. To figure out solutions to problems like these. And why Lou's been doing as long as he has. He might have to figure out a big problem as well. If he knows that he's got to fill that roster slot. And he's got a little extra money to spend. All questions that will be answered in the days and weeks ahead for the Islanders. But let's just hope this thing isn't long. Let's hope, you know, best case scenario, this is a month. Even 6 weeks the Islanders can stomach. You figure if it's 6 weeks and you can get him back by mid to late April, early May for the playoffs to start, that would be a best case scenario. But we're all playing doctor again, and that just isn't going to work for anybody. Nice job by BCOM jumping on. We kind of covered it all with BCOM. The White Whale has gotten some wins for the most part. You know, solid but shaky at times. He's been in there for some of the better defensive efforts. Everybody's chipping in. I mean, the run that Matt Martin is on right now is incredible. Scoring goals at a great clip. The fourth line's providing. Pageau and Wahlstrom have had their time providing. Brock has started to provide. And you've had consistency all year from Eberle, Barzy, and Lee. And that's the tough part. The power play has provided. The penalty kill has been excellent. All the makings of a very good hockey team who now sits first place in the East. 4-0 against the Bruins. We haven't got to talk about that either. Brought that up with BCOM for a second. 4-0 against the Bruins. And nothing better than beating that clown Marchand on Tuesday night. Oh, I can't stand him. None of us can. But watching him cry with a dumb look on his face after the Islanders beat him for a fourth time. But you'll see that team again, possibly. You got four in their building. And good chance you'll see them when we start playing for real. When the money's on the table. But Isles are taking care of business against the Sabres and the Devils. And that's what you love to see. Do it again this weekend. I didn't think they could get all six against Buffalo last week, and they did it. So why the hell not? Get all six against the Devils, too. Be a ton of Islander fans in there again. Seats available. Sorry, I Cornick tweet that. Seats available on Ticketmaster for these Devil games against the Islanders Saturday and Sunday if you're looking to go. Tremendous job all around. Hopefully the injury is not season-ending. And if it is, there'll be some work For Barry, short term, how to fill the holes. For Lou, longer term, how to spend some newfound money and improve this team that's going to be missing a huge piece on the top line and their captain. So my thanks for B-Comp for jumping on, little emergency pod, talk about the Lee injury. Islanders continue to roll, 7 in a row. Keep the good vibes going against the Devils here. And then they get back to playing the Caps, and things start, you know, you'll start to see some Caps and Flyers. You haven't seen a lot of them yet. You're going to start to see the Capitals and the Flyers quite a bit. Boston and Pittsburgh again, too. So, you know, the times of whacking the pinata with the Sabres and the Devils, that's going to end after this weekend. Because you go to Washington, Philly comes to the barn. You go to Philly, you go to Boston for two, you go to Pittsburgh for two. Islanders haven't had a serious road trip in about a month plus. Well, next week, they go to Philly, they go to Boston for two, they go to Pittsburgh for two. A long road trip. And then they're home again for a really long stretch against the Caps, Flyers, and Rangers. A lot of Ranger games coming next month as well. A lot of opportunities for the Isles, but they've built themselves some cushion, which is enormous at this stage of the season. So good job by B-Comp. My thanks to him. My thanks to Action Park Media. As always, they do a tremendous job. And get your Isle Seat Podcast gear at yesmenoutfitters.com. We tried to do this last week. It didn't work. Isles played a 5 o'clock Sunday game. I said if house things allowed me, I would try to do live. Same thing carries for this Sunday. A 5 o'clock game. We will try to convene on some live stream after that game, provided that things aren't completely bonkers around the house. We will try to do that after the Devil game on Sunday night. If not, early next week, we'll be back in the mix. Try to squeeze out two next week, something early in the week, and then a post-game one like this later in the week. So Mike Carver, Isle Seat Podcast. Isles keep rolling, but they've got to now try to weather a little bit of a storm with their captain out of the lineup indefinitely. I will talk to you guys over the weekend and early next week. Isle Seat Podcast. See you then.
You're on the Isle Seat, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.